Our life is all that is needed right now. And we tend to break up our life, cut ourselves off in believing and clinging to all sorts of attachment reactions, what we might call and notice as emotion thought about the rising circumstances of the moment, the circumstances so-called of ourselves or circumstances of others, ideas and frustrations, disappointments, and even excitement about what occurs and how we think, feel about it. When we discover that this is going on, sometimes we think we have to get rid of this, we have to fight this, we have to do something, fix it, change it. And we try all those sorts of things. We even try to import that into practice and think practice is about fixing those. That kind of practice only gets us in trouble. Because even if it succeeds in a short run, those attachments and clinging and blindness to our reaction to circumstances arise and arise and arise in accord with cause and effect circumstances, cause and effect, so-called internal, so-called external. So really, our practice comes down to being just this, experiencing, not thinking about experiencing, but bodily, body, mind, directly experiencing. If I say it on a deeper level than the verbal, conscious, directly experiencing. And if we find we're holding to that verbal, conscious, emotion, thought, taking that and using that very energy, turning it and looking who's holding, who's saying, who's insisting, who's disappointed, who's, and just looking and taking it as a koan or any of the other many koans. Not as something to bludgeon, stop, fight the emotion, thought, and attachment reactions, but to see experiencing them as they are, so that they of themselves cease to generate more. They of themselves, as we often say, melt. Melt in, not really, there's nothing that needs to melt. It's just that their arising becomes more and more transparent, more and more arising, passing without us clinging to them, without us being entangled by it. With us seeing it for what it is right away and not being caught by it. Fundamentally, this moment is our opportunity to manifest this compassion that we are, which is wisdom and compassion. seeing what's so, doing what's called for as best we can. Be clear on our practice together. Breathe in, breathe out. Our practice isn't limited, of course, to when we're sitting. It's all the time. In fact, if we limit practice, put our practice energy into our sitting, but nowhere else, then that sitting itself becomes a trap for us. And yet, we need and must sit, because without it, most of us would endlessly spin along in the entanglements of appointments and disappointments, expectations and failed expectations. The emotion thought that generates reactions, both those that we call so-called good and so-called not good. So please maintain your ongoing practice, maintain your zazen, clarify the efforts in sitting, and clarify and make the efforts needed throughout your daily life, knowing that your daily life is where you truly manifest who and what you are, just as your zazen manifests who and what you are. Thank you.